We're doing Gemara Makos, we're up to Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah at the bottom of the page, Midinanu Bishploni Shuchev L'Chavro Elef Zuz, Al Menat Litano Lo Mikan Vat Shloshim Yom. We testify about so-and-so, that he owes his friend 1,000 coins, on condition that he gives them back within 30 days. V'umer, Mikan Vat Esar Shanim. He says, no, I took a loan for 10 years. That's a big difference. Omedin, kama adam rotze liten v'yu biyado elef zuz benotnan mikan v'ad lamed yom benotnan mikan v'ad esar shanim. So we evaluate how much is a person willing to pay in order to have 1,000 coins for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. How much is that time difference worth to him? And that's how much they were trying to make him lose these edim zomen. That's what they'll pay. Amav yudah amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda quoted in the name of Shmuel, Amalvet chavro le'esr shanim, if someone gives his friend a 10-year loan, shvi'it mishamatato. So then, within every 10 years, you have 7 years, right? So when the Shemitah year will invariably come, Shemitah annuls the loan. Va'afal gav dashta lo karinan be lo yigos. And even though when Shemitah comes, so you cannot apply to him the commandment, do not demand money from your friend. The Torah tells us, "Lo yigos et re'u ve'et achiv ki kara shmita l'Hashem." The Torah says, "Don't go biting, don't go demanding payment from your friend or your brother, because Shemitah's here." Now, technically, when does the Torah tell me not to demand payment on Shemitah? He didn't owe me money on Shemitah. He owes me money 3 years later, 2 years later, whenever it comes out. So, fatili deli loigos. Ultimately, when the loan will be due, so then you still can't collect because Shemitah was declared in the process of the loan. That's the quote from Shmuel. So, no one's ever going to give a 10-year loan. Sorry. Mati Rav Kahana. So, Rav Kahana asks, how could you say that? Our Mishnah says, "Omdin kama adam otzeliten v'yu elef zuz biyadom beniten mikan v'adam diom beniten mikan v'adesor shanim." We evaluate how much is it worth it to a person to have the money for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. V'yam mitzvit meshamto kulunami ba'ishlumilei. So then, if Shavius would annul the loan, so then they were trying to make him lose the full 1,000. Because if he took a loan for 10 years, and at the end of the 10 years he won't have to pay back because Shvi'it annuls it. So what does the Mishnah mean? You evaluate how much is it worth it to you to have the money for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. It's worth all the money to you because you wouldn't have to pay it back at all if that's true. Yes, Eli, makes sense? So that's Rav Kahana's question. Rava says, that's not so hard. Our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where you either took collateral on the loan, and then Shvius does not annul the loan, or you gave over the loan to the courts to collect. And then if you gave it over to the courts to collect, so then Shvius only applies to individuals. Shvius does not annul loans that were given over to the courts. Now, Rashi learns that this idea of Moser Shtarotav LeBetin is prusbul. Tosfos points out that the Mishnah in Shvius speaks about two concepts, Moser Shtarotav LeBetin and prusbul. What is prusbul? So, Hillel saw that people didn't want to give loans. People figured, I'm going to lose money by Shemitah. So Hillel instituted a prusbul. What's a prusbul? That you can write up a simple contract that says, I give over my loans to so-and-so and so-and-so, the judges, and they're located in this and this place, that I can collect my loans through them. So it's, in some level, it's like giving your loan over to court. Rashi learns that it's identical. Others don't learn that way. Others learn that the reason prusbul works is because the guy who owes you money must own property. And we say that property can be evaluated at many different prices. And so the assumption is that the courts consider it as though they collected the loan through that property already. Later on, they'll collect it from his assets. That's one approach to it. Rashi's approach is that this is just a form of giving over your loan to the courts. So, back to our Gemara. It could be the reason that in our Mishnah, the loan doesn't get absolved by Shemitah is either because our Mishnah is speaking about a scenario where you took collateral on the loan, and then we derive from verses that the loan doesn't get absolved by Shemitah, or because he gave it over to the courts. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says in Shviz. One who gives a loan and takes collateral, or he gives his documents to the courts, then Shemitah doesn't touch them, because you don't have to collect anything. The courts will demand the money. So that's the first answer, and that was the first quote of Shmuel. Shmuel said that technically, if you take a 10-year loan, Shviz should annul it. And then what's our Mishnah talking about? Where you got around Shviz. Shviz doesn't annul it for an external reason. Ika damri, others say that what he said is different. If you gave a 10-year loan, then Shviz does not touch it. Others quote Shmuel as saying the exact opposite. Even though ultimately you're going to come to collect, being that in the year of Shemitah you're not collecting, so then lo yigos, the prohibition to demand payment, doesn't affect the loan. So Rav Kahana said, our Mishnah supports that. Our Mishnah says, "Omdin kama adam rotze liten ve'yeh bi'elef zuz bi'ado ben'iten mikan v'adlam diom ben'iten mikan v'adesor shanim." The Mishnah says you evaluate what's it worth to you to have the money for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. Ve'yamet shvit ram toto. And if Shavius would really annul the loan, kulunami ba'oshlum elei. Same logic. Then really, by making it a 30-day loan, they were trying to make him lose the whole value of the loan. Rava says, no, it's not such a good proof. No, our Mishnah could be interpreted that it's not a support to this concept, because maybe the Mishnah is talking about an external reason why Shviyas does not annul the loan, either because you gave it over with collateral, or because you gave your documents over to the court. Same logic, yes, guys? It's just beforehand it was... we were working in one direction, and now if the quote is the opposite, so everything just reverses. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, okay, so let's review what we just saw. Our Mishnah said, if the Edom Zomimim testify, you have to pay within 30 days, and really the loan was for 10 years. They have to pay the amount that it's worth to a person to have a loan for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. Our first quote from Shmuel was that on a 10-year loan, Shviyas would annul the loan. And then we said the Mishnah seems to contradict that, because how come you're evaluating anything if Shviyas would annul it? So we said maybe the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where you took a mashkon or you gave the documents over to the courts, and that's why Shviyas doesn't annul it. It does not disprove Shmuel's thesis. Then we said, others quote Shmuel as having said that Shviyas would not touch a loan, a 10-year loan. We said, in that case, then Shemitah, then our Mishnah would seem to support that, because the Mishnah assumes that Shviyas won't harm the loan. You evaluate how much it would be worth it to a person to have a 10-year loan as opposed to a 30-day loan. There's nothing to evaluate if in a 10-year loan you get to keep the money. Obviously, then that's the whole sum of the money. So then we say, no, the Mishnah is not necessarily supportive, because maybe our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where you took collateral or gave the documents over to the court, and that's why Shviyas doesn't annul it. But ordinarily, we can't know whether our Mishnah holds Shviyas would annul it or not. So that's the conclusion of what we've seen so far. Yes? Are we ready to continue?
Having Shmuel saying that it wouldn't touch
So we had an alternate quote that Shmuel says that Shemitah does not affect a 10-year loan. We said the Mishnah seems to support that, because the Mishnah says you evaluate what's it worth to you to have a 10-year loan as opposed to a 30-day loan. Well, if Shemitah would annul it, then it's worth the full sum to you, because then you wouldn't have to pay it back. And the Mishnah says you evaluate. That seems to say that there's what to evaluate. So that supports Shmuel. Right, then you don't need to evaluate. You know what the whole loan was. Are we clear, or should we review again? Ellie, yeah? One word. V'amar v'yudah amar Shmuel, ha'omer l'chaveru. If someone tells his friend, "Al menat shelo tashmiteini shviyit," I'll give you this loan on the condition that you won't annul it, that Shemitah won't annul the loan. Shviyit mishametet, doesn't help. Shviyit does annul the loan. Lema kasavar Shmuel matne al mash katuv b'Torah. So maybe we should say that Shmuel understands that if you make such a condition, you're making a condition against a Torah rule. We have a rule, v'kol matne al mashkatu b'Torah, no baten. If you stipulate against a monetary rule that the Torah gives, so then we say the action you took, the deal you made, takes place. But your condition, your stipulation is null and void. That's the generally accepted opinion. That if you make a stipulation against the Torah, against the Torah's monetary rule, so then your stipulation becomes null and void, but your action, your deal, goes through without the stipulation. So is that why Shmuel holds that if you make such a condition, on the condition that Shemitah won't annul the loan, so then is that why the condition doesn't take effect? Because Shmuel holds that stipulating against the Torah doesn't work. That doesn't work. I'll tell you a quote. It says as follows. Ha'omer l'chaveru, if someone tells his friend, al menat shein lecha alayonah, let's make a deal, on the condition that you won't have claims against me that I cheated you. Meaning, I'm going to sell you a bag of milk for $10, on the condition that you won't claim I charged you unfairly. Now, you did charge him unfairly. A bag of milk costs $1. What'd you charge him $10 for? That's called onah. That's unfair. So the Torah says, "Velo tonu ishet amito." You may not charge unfairly. You may not cheat your fellow man. And if a person does, so then we have a rule that the deal is null and void. You can take him to court and he'll have to give you your money back and take his bag of milk back. So, if someone makes a deal and says, on the condition that you won't have a claim that this deal was unfair, Rav Omer, yesh lo alav onah. Rav says, you could still make such a claim if the price wasn't fair. You could come back and say, I have a claim. Shmuel amar, in lo alav onah. Shmuel says, you cannot make that claim. So it seems to be that Shmuel holds that if you make a stipulation against the Torah, business is business. Your stipulation stands, because Shmuel says you cannot make a claim. Ha'it marala, wait, but that quote has to be understood based on another quote. We have another quote. Amar Ravanan ledidi mifashani minei de Shmuel. Ravanan says, Shmuel personally explained to me that it's not the way it seems. Al menat shein lecha alai ona'a, in lo alav ona'a. Al menat shein bona, harei yesh bona. Makes a difference. What did he say? If he says, on the condition that ein bo ona, if our condition ordinarily, if he says on condition that there is no unfair business here, he says, I'm selling it to you on the condition that there's nothing unfair here. Now, Shmuel admits that you have a claim, because the seller told you, I'm I'm stipulating that there won't be anything unfair about this deal. But he was being unfair. So his stipulation contradicts the deal. So then Shmuel admits that it doesn't work. What's our case? He says, lend me on the condition that you don't annul, that I'll lend you on the condition that you don't annul the loan. So then, that's a condition against what the Torah says, and then the condition stands. But if he says, on the condition that Shemitah doesn't annul the loan, so that he has no control over. Two different things. One is on the condition that you don't forgive the try to forgo the loan, and one is on the condition that Shemitah doesn't forgo the loan. So Hachanami al menat shelo tashmiteni b'shvi'it. If he says I'm giving you the loan on the condition that you don't forgo the loan for Shemitah, you owe me the money and shvi'it meshamato. So then Shemitah doesn't touch the loan. The deal was between me and him. I technically I'm making a deal to get around the Torah law. Shmuel holds that stands. Al menat shelo tashmiteni shvi'it. But if the condition is I'm giving you the loan on the condition that Shemitah won't touch the loan, well, that you have no control over. Shvi'it meshamato. Then Shemitah does. You don't have control over whether Shemitah will annul the loan or not. So again, our initial quote was, if he makes a condition that Shemitah shouldn't annul the loan, then Shemitah still annuls the loan. We asked, do you mean to say that Shmuel holds that if you make a condition against the Torah, the condition doesn't stand? Aye, we have a quote that Shmuel holds that the condition does stand. We answered, you're right. This doesn't contradict that. If you make a condition against the Torah, if he made a condition that Shemitah won't touch me, so that you have no control, you can't undo the Torah laws. But if you make a condition, you won't absolve yourself from the loan, so that's making a condition, matne al mashkatu batoan. You're right. That's not what Shmuel was talking about, but you're right. You could get around the Torah that way. Shmuel holds, just like you could tell him, on the condition that you won't have a claim, that this isn't fair. I'm sorry. If he says, on the condition that you won't have a claim of onah, what he's saying is, you will forgo it. Even though the Torah permits it, prohibits it, you will forgo that claim. So that Shmuel holds you can do. That's matnan mashkatuv b'Torah, that the t'nai stands. If he says, I'm selling it on the condition there is nothing unfair about it, so that there is something unfair about it, that's a lie, then the deal is null and void. So again, let's reread the Gemara inside. V'amar v'yudamar Shmuel, we have another quote of Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Ha'omer l'chavro al menat shelo tashmiteni shvi'it. If he gives him a loan and he says on condition that Shemitah should not annul the loan. So the Gemara at this point understands it's a condition on the Torah. Says Shmuel, shvi'it meshamatit. Shvi'is does annul the loan. Le'ma kasavar Shmuel matne'al mashkatu b'Torah. Does Shmuel hold that this is called making a condition on what the Torah says? Matne al mashkatu b'Torah v'chol matne al mashkatu b'Torah t'no batel. Does Shmuel really hold that such a condition is null? V'ayit ma'ara, we have a quote, Omer l'chavro al menat shelcha alai onaha. If he says on the condition that you won't have a claim that this deal is unfair, Rav omer yesh lo alav onaha, v'Shmuel omer ein lo alav onaha. Shmuel says that condition stands, even though you cheated him. So here you see, Shmuel holds you can make a condition against the Torah. Ha'it maralas, the Gemara says, okay, you want to understand it, you have to understand it more exactly. You're right. Shmuel holds when you make a condition against the Torah, it can stand, but you have to understand how to word the condition. If the deal was, you won't come with a claim against me that I was unfair. So you agreed, you won't come with a claim. The Torah says I'm not allowed to do it. So we made the deal with the understanding you won't make such a claim against me. So Shmuel holds, you can make such a deal. But if what was stated was al menache ein bona, we'll make the deal, and I'm telling you on condition there's nothing unfair about the deal we're doing. You see, he lied. There is something unfair. Then even Shmuel holds that the deal is annulled. Hachinami. So the same is true by us. Al menach rotashmiteni bishviit. If he made a condition, I'm giving you the loan on the condition that you won't annul the loan on Shemitah, even though technically the Torah does, you won't, and Shvit Meshamato. So then he can't wake up after Shemitah and say, ah, but Shemitah undid the loan. That's where Shmuel holds. You can make a condition. You will not take advantage of the rights the Torah gave you. So that I'm allowed to do according to Shmuel. But if he said, al menach lo tashmiteni shvit, I'm giving you the loan, but I'm making a condition, Shemitah can't touch this loan. Who are you? Of course Shemitah touches the loan. So that doesn't work. Then shvit meshamato. And that's what Shmuel said. Our original quote was, Shmuel said, if you give a loan, and you say, on the condition that Shemitah doesn't touch the loan, Shemitah does annul the loan. So that's not matne al mashkatuv batorah. There you're making a condition that you're saying, this halacha won't work. You can't say that. You could say, you won't make a claim based on this halacha. That Shmuel holds you're allowed to do. That's matnan mashkatu batorah. But if you're going to say, this halacha won't apply, that you don't have the power to do. Okay, so we're out of time. What do we see today? Let's do a quick review. We saw the Mishnah, if they testify that he owes the money in 30 days, and in truth it was 10 years, you evaluate how much that's worth them, and they pay that. The first quote of Shmuel was that Shemitah would annul a loan, a 10-year loan. We said that doesn't seem to fit with the Mishnah. The Mishnah assumes you'll pay at the end of 10 years. So we said, yeah, the Mishnah could be talking about a case where you gave collateral or you gave the documents over to the court, and that's why Shemitah doesn't affect it. Others say that Shmuel ruled that on a 10-year loan, Shemitah would not touch the loan. So then we said, is the Mishnah supportive of that? Not necessarily, because the Mishnah, it could be in the Mishnah, Shemitah doesn't affect the loan because you took collateral or you gave your court documents over to the court. But whether Shemitah would ordinarily affect the 10-year loan, you can't know from the Mishnah. Next, we quoted in the name of Shmuel that if you give a loan and say the condition is that Shemitah shouldn't affect the loan, Shemitah still absolves the loan. We asked, does Shmuel hold that you cannot make a condition against the Torah? Aye, we see Shmuel holds you can. So we said it depends on how you word it. If you word it in a way that says you won't make a claim based on the rights the Torah gives you, that's when Shmuel holds you can make such a condition. But if you're going to make a condition that the Torah's halacha won't come into effect, that you don't have the power to do, and then even Shmuel holds that the condition is null and void.